Proclamation number 5395 of 19th of May, 1952. Separation between God and creatures impossible. There is no separation between you and me. And whether you keep your distance for as long as you do and widen the gulf between you and me more and more, you cannot separate yourselves from me, for what has emerged from me inevitably remains my share for all eternity. There is eternally no separation, only your will can resist my touch of love, and you feel this as a detachment from me. You believe to have completely separated yourselves from me by not believing in me. My flow of love no longer touches you because you resist it yourselves, and thereby you deprive yourselves of the strength which makes you happy. Thus, in a state far away from me, you are also without faith. You are wretched creatures and yet remain my own. But my love can no longer shine through you to your sorrow, even though you don't want to feel the sorrow as long as you live on earth. But you are miserable creatures because you can have everything and yet possess nothing due to your inner rebellion against me, who can offer you everything. And yet I do not give up on you. Instead, I use all means to reduce your resistance against me in order to break it, yet not by force. For the time being, I have to let you feel your lack of strength. As long as you have strength at your disposal, you don't seek me. But if you lack it, then you might think of him who possesses strength in all abundance and can provide you with it, and you appeal to him for it. Thus, lack of strength on earth can lead you back to me again, but it can also let you distance yourselves even further from me if you rebel against your fate because you still don't want to acknowledge me. But then I still have many other means, and if they all fail to effect the change of will and you depart from this earth with resistance in your heart, then you will have to become soft and compliant through a hard fate in the beyond. And even then I will still stretch out my hand to pull you up to my Father's heart. You only have to come to me of your own accord. This is my condition from which I do not deviate. You have distanced yourselves from me of your own accord. Your will was directed against me and must now find its way back to me again. You have to call for me to fetch you. You have to re-establish the communion with me which you once gave up yourselves. The separation has never been completely accomplished, even though you believed that you could separate yourselves from me. The bond remained in place precisely because a separation can never take place, for my strength certainly emanates and lets all creations and creatures arise, but it always returns to me again because nothing exists apart from me which could draw this strength to itself. You can indeed distance yourselves from me infinitely far in order to return to me again one day, and only the conscious bond with me is bliss, because then my strength of love can touch the creature in all its effectiveness, and the permeation of the creature with my strength makes it into what it was intended to be from the start, into my image, which can work in abundance of light and strength and is inexpressibly blissful. Amen.